The Rangers host the Orioles with Adrian Beltre just one hit shy of 3,000 for his career, but Baltimore is out to spoil the party.
But now facing the right-handed hitting Wellington Castillo, who has hit Ranger pitching very well this year. Swings here, pokes it on the right side. Odor can't get it. It's by him and into right. That brings Mancini in. Davis stops at second. RBI single for Wellington Castillo. It's now 3-0 Baltimore. 3-0. Here's the pitch. Swing and a hard hit ball inside third. Base hit down the left field line. Mazzara gets to third. Adrian going to second. He's got a double for 3,000. His teammates come out to greet him. A celebration taking place near first base. And yet another unveiling in front of the Rangers bullpen. A billboard that has a silhouette of Adrian Beltre swinging down to a knee. Adrian Beltre, 3,000 career hits. He does it with a double. And with his team behind him, his family coming to greet him. His son, Junior, leaps into his arms. His other kids, Cassandra and Canila, hugging him. And shortly, his wife, Sandra, emerging from the seats near the dugout, will come out to give Adrian a big hug. A huge moment for Adrian Beltre. A huge moment in Texas Rangers baseball history. Baseball, which has been played for over 140 years. There have been over 19,000 men who have played the game. And now, here today, Adrian Beltre becomes the 31st player in Major League history to reach the 3,000 hit milestone.
Brooks out of a high set at 2-2, one out, one on. Here's the pitch, swung on, that's hammered to deep left field. That is long gone, a tremendous home run to the back of the seats above the out-of-town board for Scope. His 24th of the year, and the Orioles neutralized the two runs the Rangers got in the bottom of the fourth. It is 6-2 Baltimore. Jeffress set and delivers. Swung on, there's a high drive down the left field line. It is hooking, and it is a home run. It hit the foul pole screen. A three-run homer for Wellington Castillo. It's 9-2 in favor of the Orioles.
The Orioles score four in the fourth and five in the fifth. They beat the Rangers 10-6. Adrian Beltre finishes 1-for-5 with two runs scored on his big day, but the Orioles win the series in Arlington. Wellington Castillo ties a career high with four RBIs. Rougned Odor homers twice in defeat. Despite the loss, Adrian Beltre is able to celebrate as he collects career hit number 3,000 at 38 years of age and in his 20th big league season.
That was awesome. That was awesome. I have no idea what was going on. Saw them running. I thought they were coming to me. They kept going to the outfield. And I was thinking in my head, where are they doing? Where are they going? And then I saw the sign over there. It was pretty cool. It was a nice moment.
It is Dia de los Padres in the Dominican Republic. You are representing your country quite nicely. You're the only man to have 3,000 hits when you think about David Ortiz, Vladimir Guerrero, all the men who have played the game from your country before you. What is it like for you to represent them in that way?
For me, it's an honor. It's an honor, obviously. You know, Big Papi, you know, Pujols going to be there soon. There's a bunch of great players that come out of my country. And to be able to be the first one is an honor, and I'm humble. Appreciate what I have done, and just try to do the best job I can to stay on the field and do my job.
When you made your debut with the Dodgers at 19 years old and talked your way into staying in the major leagues and not being sent back down to the minors, would you have ever imagined 19 years later you'd be in the same company as Hank Aaron, Stan Musial, Carl Yastrzemski, all of these men? There are 30 others, and you are 31.
If I tell you that yes, I'll be lying. I have no idea that I was going to be able to collect this kind of hits and home runs and have the career that I had so far. It was not in my mind this kind of stuff that I have done, but through the years working hard and knowing that I have talent to, you know, to be here and compete with everybody else, it pushed me to get the best out of me. And obviously, at this point, I'm an old man now, but I'm proud of what I've done.
Before people talk about your baseball playing ability, they talk about the kind of leader you are, the fun that you have, and what kind of teammate you are. What does that mean to you to have played alongside so many guys who say so many great things about you?
It means a lot, because my first thing is I want my teammates to respect me, and I want the other team on the other side to respect me too, and try to be a good teammate, try to be a solid friend, try to be the good family man, good husband, good dad, and it comes all together. But it means a lot that my teammates and the people that I played with before think of me that way, because exactly what I wanted them to think.
When you came here 7 years ago, I don't think anyone knew what to expect from you. I don't know if you knew what to expect from this organization, from this fan base. And I'm going to embarrass you, right? This team and this fan base has fallen in love with you. What is it like to feel that from these fans?
It has been great. I can't thank these fans enough. And yesterday, for the first time in my career, I got goosebumps after my third at bat when I can see all the fans standing up and cheering and being behind me, waiting for me to get the hit. I mean, it was a feeling I never had before in a baseball field. It was unbelievable. It was awesome. And, you know, I appreciate that. Even though maybe I'm not sure sometimes, but I appreciate that. I mean, I think the players really feed off of that. And be able to do it at home so they can enjoy with me, it's been awesome. So hopefully I can get a lot more heat to come.
The Rangers have now lost four of their last six games. They fall to 50-54 on the season. Here's their manager, Jeff Banister.
Look, winning is what we set out to do every single day. We came up short today, challenged in a number of areas. However, an opportunity, I think it's appropriate to celebrate 3,000 hits with Adrian. A guy who is, like we told him earlier, that look, he means so much to this organization, to this team, a mentor to every single player, coach. There are things that I learn every single day from him that are irreplaceable. What he puts himself through and how he goes out and wills himself to compete in certain different moments for us as a teammate, for our fans, for this organization. Yes, it's appropriate to celebrate this moment with him and his family. We thanked him for allowing us to tag along this journey with him, be part of it. I think these times, moments like this mark time for all of us. If you looked and you saw our dugout, I think every single clubhouse attendant, chef, doctors were all in the dugout. We told them all, you need to come out and watch every at-bat until it gets to 3,000. It's important. You need to mark this in your mind. You want to remember this. You may never see this again. And to be able to do it with a teammate, team member, is incredible. So, yes, it's appropriate to celebrate it.
The way it was all done, and it was probably more than Adrian might have expected, but to see him enjoy that moment, what did that do for you guys, and how did you guys take it as a team?
Yeah, that's emotional for us because we do know Adrian. We know where his focus and mindset is. It's about winning a baseball game, doing everything that he can to help us win a baseball game. Sometimes single-handedly takes over the game for us, and sometimes he leans on everybody else inside that dugout. But one thing he does do, he fights for all of us every single day. And to be able to share that with him, it was definitely emotional for a number of guys, if not all of us. I know myself, just, hey, consider myself just blessed to be able to write his name in the lineup every day. I wish I had a stamp, just to stamp it and permanently put it on the lineup card every single day. Through all the times that he fought me to stay in the lineup, never wants to come out of the lineup. But to see him enjoy the moment, you can see it in his face. I know when he saw his kids run across the field, he turned around and the veil was dropped off of the sign, that moment in his eyes, in his body language, you could tell the emotion. I know that he knew in his heart, his mind, he was going to get to this point. Not sure he knew exactly how he's going to feel. But to watch a true warrior, a baseball warrior, go out and let the guard down just for an ultra second to enjoy it, to embrace it, it was perfect for all of us.
Jeff, is there anything fitting the way he got it with the double, 605th to tie Paul Molitor, also a 3-0 pitch?
Yeah, early on I told him that that he was on his own on every single 3-0 pitch. It came down to he no longer was he going to get a take from me as we were getting closer to this journey. Why would I ever tell him to take anyways? But is it fitting? Yeah, why not? I mean, great hitters make great contact. They show up in big situations. Double. Probably every hitter would say they'd much rather have a homer and trot around the bases, but look, it's a hit, and it's 3,000. I don't know what more you can say in the fitting category. I do know that it was special. We enjoyed all of it.
The Rangers continue their homestand on Monday night against the Mariners. Cole Hamels makes the start in the opener.